His check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. Wearing button stickers and carrying signs with messages that read, "Hands off our school," in Hartford, small-town residents, children, elected leaders, and school officials crowded legislative office buildings on Friday afternoon, voicing opposition to proposed legislation that would force small school districts to regionalize. That story is still available at republicanamerican.com. Meanwhile, from the BerkshireEdge.com, for the first time in a while, the Berkshire Hills Regional School District proposed budget is largely controversy-free. The rate of increase is by most accounts reasonable, and Great Barrington isn't getting stuck by a steep rise in its share of funding the district's operations. There were no proposed programmatic cuts, which probably explained why only a half dozen or so members of the public attended the public hearing on Thursday for the budget at Monument Valley Regional Middle School, with only two speaking. The Inland Wetlands Commissioner's Kent is looking for one resident to fill an alternate member slot. The commission meets on the fourth Monday of every month at 7 p.m. with site visits and special meetings as needed. The commission regulates land use in accordance with the town's inland wetland and watercourse regulations. To view them, visit townofkent.org under the Forms and Documents tab. Interested residents are asked to submit a letter with brief descriptions of qualifications to landuseadmin@townofkent.ct.org. The Board of Selectmen in Salisbury have their meeting set for today at 5 p.m. Heart Saver CPR First Aid class put on by the Falls Village Emergency Services Center happening tonight at 6 o'clock. Contact 860-671-0585 or 860-671-147 if you're interested in taking that class. The Millerton Village Board will be holding its monthly workshop meeting. That happens tonight at 6 p.m. Town of Salisbury Conservation and Inland Wetlands Commission meeting is at Salisbury Town Hall tonight at 6:30. Region 1 Board of Education meets tonight at 6:30 at the Housatonic Library. Meanwhile, the Board of Selectmen meeting in North Canaan, Connecticut tonight at 7. Salisbury Band is opening its 91st season tonight with rehearsals beginning in the Wardell Room at the Scoville Library, 7 till 9 p.m. More information, contact Lee at 860-435-0051. The Board of Selectmen are meeting in North Canaan tonight at 7 p.m. In Ankrum, the Conservation Advisory Council meets tonight. It meets the first Monday of every month at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. The meetings are open to the public. And in Dover, the Planning Board has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. tonight. Coming up tomorrow, the Town of Salisbury Historic District Commission has their meeting at Town Hall. That meeting takes place at 9 a.m. in the morning. The Falls Village Board of Education has a meeting set for tomorrow, that at 6 o'clock at Lee H. Kellogg School. In North Canaan, Connecticut, coming up on Wednesday, the Food Truck Ordinance Committee has their meeting set at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Now, also coming up on Wednesday, in Dover, the Zoning Board has their regular meeting at Town Hall at 7 p.m. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen have their continuing budget workshops going on. That happens on March 7th at 3 o'clock at Town Hall. A program, Medical Cannabis in Northwest Connecticut, talks and panel discussion will take place on March 7th at 6 p.m. at the Scoville Library. State Department of Consumer Protection Commissioner Michelle Siegel, Tom Macri from Still River Wellness, and Mark Bronstein, one of the leading proponents of medical legalization, and a patient, each will briefly discuss medical cannabis. The genesis of the program is its growth. The Salisbury Board of Finance meets on March 7th, a regular meeting, to approve the minutes of January, review the Board of Education budget from Region 1, receive the initial budget from the Board of Ed and Board of Selectmen, and to conduct other business that's proper to come before the meeting. Ankrum has their planning board meeting coming up on March 7th. The planning board meets at the first Thursday of every month at 7 o'clock at Town Hall. Bard College at Simon's Rock, Alfred Street in Great Barrington presenting a free ceramics-based exhibit, She Said, He Said, featuring the works of artists Kathy King and Matt Nolan. Public viewings will be held through March the 8th at the Daniel Hand Arts Center, Hillman Jackson Gallery. Stissing Theater Guild presents Annie, March 8th, March 9th, and March 10th. Tickets available at 518-398-1272 or seatyourself.biz/STG box office. All certs are reserved. Adults $13, senior citizens $11. A free rabies clinic at the Ankrum Town Garage will happen on Saturday the 9th. From 10 until 11, the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gum Club will hold six ham shoots on consecutive Sundays beginning March 10th, followed by March 17th, March 24th, March 31st, April 7th, and April 14th at the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club, South Canaan Road, Route 7 in Canaan. There will be an Easter egg hunt for the youngsters during the April 14th event. These are open to everybody. Lucky Orphans Horse Rescue is sponsoring a free holistic support demonstration and presentation for horses and their riders on Sunday, March 10th from 1 till 3. You can come learn about the full body therapy with Beamer Veterinary Blanket and Beamer B. Bodie. You have to RSVP to luckyorphans at gmail.com or contact Dana at 914-760-5645. Stanford Grange number 808 will host its annual corned beef and cabbage dinner on March 10th at the Stanford Grange Hall. There'll be a one buffet style serving beginning at 2 p.m. For reservations, contact Deb at 845-723-4772. Salisbury Sinfonietta presents Bach and Friends on Sunday, March 10th at Salisbury Congregational Church. Adults, $25. Youth and children, $10. Tickets available at the door. Cash or check. No credit cards. It's sponsored by the National Iron Bank, Litchfield Bancorp, and Hartford Foundation for Public Giving. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com on the web. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the week up 110.32 on Friday. It starts off today at 26,026.32. The NASDAQ starts off the week at 7,595.35 and the S&P 500 at 2,803.69. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.